Face the nonsense.
When you make all that.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last songs that played, two songs, both by Lovelit, both off of Couples Fight Night. Second was Tusks, and the one that opened the hour was Bully. This is a special episode. It's going to be all Lovelit songs because I did an interview with Tim of Lovelit about a week ago in Tim's backyard. I guess partially to celebrate the fact that Lovelit has a new album that's going to be coming out May 7th this week. That'll be Freedom River Float coming out. I've listened to some of the songs in advance. I like it a lot. And there's also going to be a release show. So if you want to see all that stuff live in action, meet Tim himself, Hemisphere Gauche, May 7th. That'll be this Thursday here in Montreal. He's going to be playing alongside Taupe and Mitch Davis. And it'll be a full band version of Lovelit. Last time I saw them play, it was actually just Tim and a friend of his. Anyway, I had a really nice time talking to Tim. I'm looking forward to the album releasing in full. And yeah, here's the interview.
Okay, you're wrong. Okay. You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Tim Bazaev, and I have a music project called Lovelit, and I'm here with Ari.
Introducing me, too.
Yes.
Okay, and you've got Freedom River Float.
Yes.
Coming out.
Yeah.
As of today, like a couple weeks?
Pretty, maybe just like a week and a half on May 7th, I guess, which is coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on May 7th. We released the album, and you just saw the tape.
I saw the tape.
And I'm still waiting for the CDs.
They're coming.
Yes, but they're coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is... It's so hard to get everything to line up in the end to order everything, but anyway, whatever.
It's happening.
Yeah.
There will be a show, Hemisphere Gauche.
Yes.
This might air before that, but...
Okay, no, perfect.
I'll try to get it out by next weekend.
Okay, cool.
And your last full release before that was like 2018.
2018.
Couples Fight Night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to describe maybe... Well, describe the project first. If you want to describe Lovelit itself.
Sure, yeah. Lovelit is like my songwriting project. And it has gone through a few different iterations based on where I've been living. So it started when I lived in Edmonton. And we had a band together there.
When about did you start in Edmonton?
That project, I think we started playing shows maybe in like 20... Oh, sorry. In like 2017. I think our first show was with Marlena Moore when she was still also living there.
Okay.
And I think that was like at the very end of 2016. I think so. Or 2017.
Okay.
Something like that. I can't remember exactly. Yes. But that was... Before then, I had a band called Shukov, and that was sort of my previous songwriting project, and then we stopped doing that, and then I started Lovelit as a new thing. Yes.
And what made you decide on, like... if that was, like, also your bit of a solo project before that, what made you decide... What was, like, the change in iteration going to Lovelit? And that's something that I'll also ask, like, going from, you know, the instance of, like, Couples Fight Night, Lovelit, mm-hmm. to now, you know, Freedom River Float, Lovelit. What are the sort of like changes that have occurred over that time?
Like changes in like band
personnel
stuff?
Or like your approach towards it?
Oh, I guess in like personnel, like yeah, like when I lived in Edmonton, I played with my friends Phil and Porter and Matt, and then Phil and Connor and Matt, and then I moved here in 2018, and then I started playing with Andy and our friends Easton and Adrienne. And so that was that iteration. And then during COVID, I moved to Calgary for school and then started playing with some friends that I knew, that I met and kind of knew there. And that was awesome. And then I moved back here in like October 2024 and started rocking again with Andy. And then our friend Reese joined, and yeah, some slight changes since then, but yeah, basically just from moving around. Yeah. And mm-hmm. in terms of songwriting and stuff, I don't think too many changes. I guess, yeah, I don't know. I think the songs are definitely, like, different than the last release. The last release was kind of, like, more slow.
Okay.
More slow and more rocky, I think. But this, I think, I wanted to do more different sounds and kind of, I don't know. I didn't want it to be just, like, I don't know, there's just different stuff going on in there. And a lot of it is also, like, I recorded it with my good friend Ben. Mm-hmm. And this is also just fun for us to make cool sounds and try different things in the songwriting. So he has had a big influence on how the songs have turned out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say there's maybe, like, one song in the album that is, like, the most distinct from the stuff that you released on Couples Fight Night, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's where there is the most experimentation compared to that?
Well, one song called Name on a Chain, that is just like a live acoustic thing that we, it's sort of like a ballad.
Okay.
Kind of. So I guess there was one song like that on Couples Fight Night. There's that and, what else is, there's like that song, Single Whistling, we released. That's kind of like a pretty folky country kind of song.
Okay.
A bit. So I think that's kind of different, but I don't know. I'm struggling to think about it.
I mean, the countryside definitely does come across in the stuff that I've listened to off the new album. So it's interesting. There's also, like, there's been a big wave of more country influence that people are willing to put into their music,
yes.
I feel.
Yes.
So it's, it's interesting to hear, like, it still sounds distinctly like you going from Couples Fight Night to Freedom River Float.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can hear, like, the changes going on there.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw in the sort of the blurb that we were discussing before, and what was the
Cups and Cakes podcast, yeah.
Because you've been recording this with your buddy Ben since like 2020.
Yes.
So
yeah.
And how would you describe that? Well, you already described, like, you're doing a lot of experimentation together.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to describe, like, that process and, like, especially, like, over the course of, like, 6 years putting the album together?
I guess it just sort of depends on the song, I think. That impacted how we recorded stuff. But we just, like, we just meet up every now and then. We started recording it when I was living here.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben came from Toronto with all his gear, and we recorded sort of, like, off the floor with Andy and Audrienne, who was playing in the band at the time. And then those songs, that's the dog song that we just released, and another song called Kissing Booth. Mm-hmm. Those are from that summer we recorded. And then the rest of the songs were recorded, I think, in Toronto. I would just roll up, and then depending on the song, it would... Yeah, some of the songs we'd, like, rent a studio, mainly to get drums done. So we did that a few times, and then sometimes other people would come in and play, but really just depending on the song. But mainly it was me and him in Toronto at either his place or this place called... Or I can't even remember the... There's two other studios that we went to.
Okay.
One or two times, but actually most of it is just recorded at his house.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, the majority of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the point where you felt like you were really, was there a defining moment where you're like, okay, this is done, and you're...
No, just, well, I just at some point we needed to be like, okay, I should release this. I think Andy was egging me on to be like, fucking just release it, finish it so we can have a release and stuff. So at some point we just had to decide, okay, it's done, enough, 12 songs is enough. That's cool.
That is admittedly kind of how I heard about the album. I went to the first time I saw you guys play, because I already knew Andy, and Andy came up to me, he's like, you gotta tell Tim to release his friggin' album.
God.
And I was like, okay.
That's so funny.
That's when the I think I only approached you about, like, an interview or something at that point. This was all part of the prodding towards... Andy's been working in the background.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because otherwise, maybe we would have. We were sitting on it for so long already. I think I just was, over the years, grew slightly, I don't know, insecure or something about releasing music because I hadn't released anything in so long. So I think I was just, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, big ups to Andy for kicking my ass a little bit.
Having played, like, okay, you've, like, lived and played in this project, like, or well, had this project, Edmonton, Calgary, as well as Montreal, how would you, I mean, how would you describe, like, the scene up in Edmonton, or, like, how does it, are there many differences that you feel in terms of how things work in different places? Just the feeling of these things.
I think I'm somewhat disconnected from the Edmonton scene, because I haven't really, like, been super a part of it for a little while, so I feel a slight disconnect, I think. But I remember it feels honestly not that different at all between Edmonton and here in terms of music scene. It's everyone's just really nice and wants to play shows and have fun and party and stuff, and I don't know, it feels kind of pretty similar. Honestly, yeah.
Universal experience, essentially.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I know when I was living in Thunder Bay, like, it was, I mean, I was going to shows pretty much exclusively at the Apollo, but it was funny living there, and then when I lived in, like, Kingston for a bit, and I used to go to tons of shows there. Well, as many as you can when you live in Thunder Bay. There's also the Black Pirate in Thunder Bay, which is still running, the Apollo, anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And I was, but, like, from Thunder Bay and eventually into Montreal, and, like, I was kind of expecting, like, big city, something is going to be different. And then I realized, like, especially in the Anglo scene, it's essentially just, like, it is, like, a small town of people who just, like making music and partying and, I don't know, playing in each other's bands, and it was interesting. Also very disorienting when I ran into guys that I knew from Thunder Bay who'd
really
moved, like, kind of, like, as an enclave a year before me.
And then
I saw three of them play, I forget the name of their band. The three of them used to play, I think, is Visions of Doyle and Thunder Bay, and then I saw the same three guys. That band, of course, went through iterations, but saw them playing, like, Sot one night. I
was crazy.
You know, knowing that there's, like, a mini Thunder Bay crowd here as well. Yeah. But yeah,
cool.
It seems like it's kind of, you know, everywhere has people get into it for the same reasons. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess because the Anglo scene is like kind of disconnected mm-hmm. from the Francophone scene, it's the same size as like a place as like Edmonton or something like that, even though Montreal is like has like four times the population or something. So it's, yeah, it's funny how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting way more differences when I moved here, and then it was really? Like by the time I went to my like second or third show, yeah. I was recognizing people. I think
crazy.
I think even in like the first show that I went to, I probably met people that night that I now see regularly, like
yeah.
every chance I got. Well, it's also funny here, like there are slightly different segments within like the Anglo scene as well,
mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like a vague discontinuities between mm-hmm. like, you know, I mean like the True. Concordia scene I feel is a bit of a thing where like people show up for that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there are still pockets and stuff, and so many people just who move here and are friends with from where they are where they're from elsewhere in Canada. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much Edmonton representation here, so yeah. much East Coast representation, everyone, yeah. It's yeah.
Who are the Edmonton bands here?
Well, I don't know if there's like full Edmonton bands that have mm. are all here, but there's lots of like Mitch Holtby, who is playing the release show.
Okay.
He plays as Mitch Davis. He's from Edmonton.
Okay.
And yeah, there's lots of like Rennie Wilson.
Okay.
He released some music as. That's what he releases music as, but he records lots of people. I think he maybe recorded, Prism Shores, but Finn's band.
Dresser. Yeah.
Dresser. Yeah, I think Renee recorded Dresser, and he's recorded lots of people, and he's from Edmonton.
Okay.
And
Andy yeah. too, right?
Yeah, Andy. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, lots of people. But I don't know.
Nice. And who do you? Okay. The other thing that I've been wondering, and normally this tends to be like. I'm going to ask about inspirations. And the thing uh-huh. that I always run into when I ask about inspirations,
okay.
often it's like people just it's like, oh, well, it's the people that I play shows with and the friends that I hang out with.
Yes.
But in terms uh-huh. of what are they for you? And I mean, also for specific inspirations when it came to, say, Freedom River Float,
uh-huh.
and then maybe how those differ a little bit from the past. But
okay.
Give you the floor now.
I guess just like... That's cool. No. I guess just bands or artists that I listen to that I don't really know. Yeah, I really should have prepared for this interview maybe a little bit better, so I apologize. Oh my Lord, oh my Lamb, walk hand in hand. A life that didn't quite land, quit just as quick as one that had. So thank you for the way. Won't you love my baby? I refuse to do the same.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song that just played was Whistling by Lovelet off of the upcoming Freedom River Float, and then before that, Dog Song off the same album by the same band. Those are both singles that have already been released by Lovelet, but in the next half hour, along with the rest of the interview, you'll finally find out what Tim's inspirations were. Will be a new song from Lovelet, one called Gum in the Sun. That'll be after another single that's been released by them called Leash. So I guess I should say again, Freedom River Float is going to be out on May 7th. And that same night here in Montreal, there is going to be a release show. That'll be at Hemisphere Gauche. It will be Lovelet, Taupe, and Mitch Davis. So anyway, keep listening to hear the rest of the interview.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at huntingtonsociety.ca.
Name a band, any band that comes to mind. First band. I was looking at your stack of cassettes on top of the toilet.
Oh yeah.
There's like a Honky Tonk Classics, yes. I think on the top, and then there's some on like there's an Oprah Winfrey book club.
Oh my god.
There was something meditation,
yes,
with cassette. I don't know if you got the cassette for that as
the
well.
The cassette is there.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. I'd never seen like a meditation tape or something, and then I found it at this thrift store in Peterborough. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I like this. And I think I've only listened to it once, but it was deeply relaxing.
But with the book as well?
No book. I don't think it was so...
There's an Oprah book. Well, not by Oprah, but like there's one underneath. I feel like you have multiple, but there's like a...
How that thing that looks like a book is a cassette case.
Oh, whoa.
So there's like a weird... I see what you mean. Because it looks like a book. But it's just like the container for the tape.
Okay.
Yes, but it looks like a book. Oh, that's so funny.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I was thinking that this was like a... There's a cassette that comes with it where you, like, you read and follow along, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
They
true.
Teach you in the book and then the tape, you know, is maybe direct. And I was thinking, okay, these are all the inspirations behind the album. So the real work is being done. You're sitting there, like, really relaxed. And, you know, the songs just come to you naturally at that moment.
Yeah, I get most of my inspiration when I'm on the can. Yeah, for sure.
That's where it happens to everyone. You know, your subconscious just starts to come through. Everything is natural.
Yes.
Your body is relaxing. That's what you got to do in those moments.
True that, yeah. I think I started listening to maybe more country music in the last like few years, and I think that's probably influencing it a bit.
Okay.
Country music is awesome, and I love those compilation tapes.
Okay.
Because they made so many, or they used to make so many country compilation tapes. So every time I see them anywhere, I buy them. And a lot of the time it's the same songs on different tapes actually, but they're cool. But in terms of maybe specific artists, I like, you know Jason Molina?
Yeah.
Yes, so I think he's probably a big influence on me. I really like his songs and his lyrics are great, and I just loved his, so I think he's definitely a big influence on the sound. Also, this, do you know LaMelda?
No.
They're from, they're like a Texas artist, but they're I think a big influence in terms of sound. Her songs are really, really cool and awesome. You should listen to them. You would probably really like them.
How would you describe them?
Like indie rock, but also like pretty tame, kind of folky, but just kind of weird too. Song structure is maybe unconventional at times, but just so catchy. Yeah, and like earnest and stuff, I guess. Okay. That's so, I like that. Yeah, they're awesome. Who else is great?
Think about the cassette stack. What's in there?
And that cassette's, I don't even know. Well, there's probably maybe Willie Nelson cassette in there somewhere. But a lot of them are just like random country tapes, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
At thrift stores. A lot of it is country music. Yeah. But I have a bunch of other tapes in there. We were listening to Bruce Springsteen last night. I have that tape, and that's really awesome. But I don't know if I would... I love Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if I would say it's a big inspiration. Maybe kind of. His lyrics are really, really cool.
Okay.
His lyrics are interesting. They're kind of, like, depressive in a way that you wouldn't expect. What do you think about Bruce Springsteen?
I've honestly never really listened to him. I'm clueless. All of this is being built up. My image of Bruce Springsteen is about to be built up by you.
Because you know that Cadillac Ranch song? Do you remember that song?
No, I don't. I mean, honestly, if it played on the radio, I'd probably know it. But, like, you know, I'm very out of touch with the world, I feel, sometimes.
Okay. No, so fair. I feel like everyone in Alberta knows that song because you would have to dance to it in junior high.
Okay.
But that song is, the chorus is like, Cadillac, Cadillac Ranch, something, something. Baby, when I die, throw my body in the back and take me to the junkyard in my Cadillac.
Okay.
So it's kind of like brutal.
Yeah, that was exactly the word that was going through my head. Yeah, brutal.
But it's like a really popular song, but like that's the hook.
Yeah. And also your description of, you had to like dance to these songs in like junior high. Like, I mean, the slow dance feeling is also something that comes through, especially within Couples Fight Night.
Okay.
Like, so,
yes.
I mean, it's interesting to hear that. That's like a, you know, childhood memory that is now maybe like permeated you enough to like come through in the
seeping in.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I mean, I feel Couples Fight. I don't think it's so much in. I think the track list that I listened to of Freedom River Float on the version you sent me is different from what I saw on the back of the cassette.
I should have sent you an updated one.
It's okay. Now I have some anticipation still going in, so I'm looking forward to this.
Cool.
But like the Freedom River Folk, it's like way, I mean, more variety and way folkier, mm-hmm, but like mm-hmm. definitely a couple's fight night is like this like slow melodic, like it has that like warm feeling, and like I can mm-hmm. I mean the title song on that definitely gives the feeling of like slow dance material, but it has that same thing of like the kind of like the sad undercurrent that's happening there, where yes. it's like okay, you know. Yeah, it's interesting. Trying to connect this now with what uh-huh. you said is funny. The other thing I was going to ask is about have you been able to compare like the? I'm curious about whether the thrift store cassette collections vary a lot depending city to city. If that's something that you've ever been able to witness, or if have you mostly combed like Alberta thrift stores for cassettes?
I feel like it's always kind of. I think it really depends also on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've noticed a big difference. Yeah, but small towns have better thrift stores because I think they're just like less
picked through.
Yes, less yeah. picked through, have better selection, for sure. And sometimes, yeah. So I wouldn't say. I think in Alberta, there's like way people are way more into country. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think there's probably more country tapes there and in the prairies than maybe in elsewhere, perhaps. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, here you'd be going through like Quebecois cassettes.
Yes.
Be like a
yeah.
It'd be now. I'm curious about this random cassettes. Like that'd be an interesting activity for going across country. It's like finding what is the music that shows up in thrift stores. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with books, but that's also been something I've never really looked closely at.
Yeah, the books that I haven't really paid attention to the books at thrift stores. They're just usually not organized, mm-hmm. so I don't even bother looking really.
Yeah, you just find something that looks really pulpy that still pulls together somehow.
Yeah,
that's approximately that's what I imagine every like thrift store bookshelf looks like.
Yes. Yeah.
And how do you feel like do you feel that Lovelet at this point is like a full band, or is it still something that you feel is essentially solo? Because the last time that I saw you play was like, well, sort of duo, but also you solo entirely.
Yes.
And what do you feel is like kind of the natural state of the band, or like the essential part of it?
I think it's it's kind of both at times, because sometimes if people are not available to play, then I have played solo. But I really only do it when there's, no one else to play with, really. I don't like playing solo.
Okay.
So, but, I don't know. So I guess a bit of both, but love rocking with the band. But I would, I don't know, kind of a bit of both. Because they're sort of, we don't write songs as a band. Mm-hmm. We work out the dynamics and sort of production of the songs as a band. But the songs are written already when we start playing them and stuff.
Okay.
So I guess in a songwriting way, maybe kind of solo, but in terms of like performing and
putting it together,
that's definitely highly collaborative.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Leash by Lovelet off of their upcoming Freedom River Float. That's been released as a single, and that album is coming out again May 7th, alongside a release show that night here in Montreal at Hemisphere Gauche. That'll be Lovelet, the full band, with Taupe and Mitch Davis. So that's a show that I'm looking forward to this Thursday. Next song that I play is going to be a song that is yet to be released. It'll be coming out with the album on Thursday. This one is called Gum in the Sun. I got Tim's permission to play this one, so happy to premiere it here. And after that, the interview will continue.
Your top list of musicians, or like musicians, bands in Montreal at the moment?
Ooh. I mean, probably the top ones are maybe my friends' bands. Like, I think Knitting is really great. Body Wash is really great. Una Rose is really great. A lot of projects that Reese... Have you met Reese? They play guitar in the band, but they have a project called Never Better.
Okay. I don't think I've seen it.
That is really... They don't play very often, but they're really great. I love Taupe,
okay, yeah,
who is playing. I love Mitch Davis, who is playing.
Yeah, and the release show.
Yes, yeah, yes, for the release show, yeah. Taupe is so tight.
Yeah.
They're such a freaking good band, and the way Heather writes the song, the thing she thinks of is just crazy to me. It's so cool, but they freaking kill it. They play so well. And yeah, I don't know, it's awesome. I really love them.
Yeah, likewise.
Big time. Yeah. Yeah, who? Where? How did you met Heather and all them here? Because you guys are good friends, right?
I mean, I just know them through shows. And
yes,
then,
okay, yeah. I felt really embarrassed that night at the show, and I was like, do you guys know each other?
Yes, and my buddy Yu was there as well.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
okay.
And that was a crazy night. And yes, how I met you is showing up to the patio of Lesko Griff.
Oh my god.
And Taupe had to, I think they had played that night. They had to have. I mean, they're all there, but I can't remember if it was like they just happened to be at the same show, because I also just, you know, you run into people.
What even was set. That show?
Good question. I think, I know they're all, I remember seeing like a number of like out-of-town bands play Lesko Griff last summer, but I have no clue. Interesting thing about my buddy Yu is that he keeps like a log of... he has like a personal website, but this is on like a secret URL. It uses like a subdomain that you can't find from the rest of the website. But I know it.
Okay.
And he will put up there like all the shows that he plans to go to.
Yeah.
And then every single show that he's ever attended.
Wow.
So if I go back, I don't know, like, can recall what month or date that was, I could go to his list and find out exactly what show that was. Or if I, like, control F that list for, like, Taupe and see if they have a show from last summer, I'd be able to pin that down. But I think that's a really cool thing, because it's, like, not only is it a map of, like... I mean, sometimes I've been like, okay, I want to go to a show this weekend, like... And he just has, like, good stuff that is coming up, essentially.
Yeah, like, right.
If I want to hang out with him, I know that it's kind of by default that he'll be at one of these
yes.
things. But, like, also to find stuff in the past. Like, it's like a log of, like,
yeah.
what has happened. And I think that's something that's maybe... I mean, it's easy to... Maybe not too easy. But, like, you could go back and look at, like, posters and, like, shows mm-hmm. that bands have advertised. But I think it'd be interesting to see, like, a proper mapping of, like, who has played with who and all this stuff coming
True.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his mm-hmm. his website does that to some extent, but it's essentially just like a linear log of
yes.
like his
yeah
his like show attendance. But it's a cool
you
thing.
Really could map it out and then get find the clusters within
yeah we're hitting the stats brain
yeah,
exactly. yeah. I've been mulling this over lately. But yeah, maybe this will be a potential collaboration. We'll talk to you and scrape
yeah.
all of his data.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Dolled Up by Lovelet off of their first LP, Couples Fight Night. And to end the hour, there will be one more song off of that album, which will be Low Enough. You'll hear that shortly. Yeah. The full version of the interview should eventually make its way up to, the CJLO website, so go to cjlo.com and look for that. Yeah, and thanks, Tim, for taking the time to talk, and I'm still looking forward to Freedom River Float coming out May 7th, alongside the release show, Lovelet, Taupe, Mitch Davis, Hemisphere Gauche, May 7th. Have a good night. Thank you.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits. Kukumonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Hello and good evening. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. We broadcast from Carruthers Hall on the